Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Into episode number 107 of the Ask Coach Perry podcast, and with me, Lindsay Perry. My name is Brad Brown. Lindsay, we've got a comrades-related question from one of our international runners today, and it's from Carl Ebel. And he wanted to know, he said he's training for comrades qualifying races. Or let me start the question again. In the training for comrades, the qualifying races are scheduled in the year of comrades. For me being from Germany, it might be better to qualify in Germany's sort of autumn. He did this last year for comrades 2014, got a D seeding. He ran a 3:57. On comrades, he paced for 11 hours, but had serious cramps from 73. He then decided to power walk to the finish, and he ended up bagging a Vic Clapham. He finished in the 11:47. It was his first ultra marathon ever. Do you think that qualifying late in the season, so sort of late in our year, would be a good decision? He says he relies on his long runs and started after he got the qualifying time. Maybe the pacing got slower after that.
Yeah, so I always think it's a good idea to get a qualifier now towards the end of the year, or you need to do it really early in the new year. And the reason for that is quite simple. It takes a lot out of you to run a really good marathon, which means you then need to recover. And if you leave it late into April, for example, to qualify, what essentially happens then is you need to recover from that, and you're recovering in the time that we really want to be training the hardest and doing the biggest mileage for comrades. So I would encourage him to try and qualify towards the end of this year, and then rather next year in April to be looking for an ultra marathon between 50 and 60 kilometers, which he'll run easy as a training run, but that'll also help him to prepare himself better, because doing 89K is your first ultra. It's quite a big jump from 42 kilometers to 89 kilometers.
Absolutely. Lindsay Perry, thank you very much for that. We'll be back again tomorrow with another edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Be sure to listen to us on iTunes. If you do, please leave us a rating or review. It would be much appreciated. Until then, from myself, Brad Brown, and Lindsay Perry, it's cheers.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to AskCoachPerry.com or email myquestion@AskCoachPerry.com.